With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Still no deal on Capitol Hill as the government shutdown continues. Now a month old and the impact on people escalating. Vice President J.D. Vance says as the stalemate drags on, it raises concerns about air safety.
I worry about the people who are scanning our bags and making us get through the security line. I worry they're not getting paychecks. They're starting to get worried about how to feed their families and how to pay school tuition and everything else. I worry about the pilots who haven't gotten paid in a long time. I worry about the air traffic controllers who, of course, make this entire system extra safe. I worry about them, you know, more worried about their credit card bill than they should be because they're not getting a paycheck because Democrats refuse to open the government.
Another major impact in the Bayou State, where nearly 20% of residents receive SNAP benefits. Louisiana lawmakers authorizing $150 million in state funding to help avoid Saturday's expected interruption in payments. Hurricane Melissa leaving behind a trail of death and destruction.
Dennis Sulu, the UN resident coordinator in Jamaica, said,
"What we are seeing in preliminary assessments is a country that's been devastated to levels never seen before."
Catastrophic flooding occurred in Haiti, where dozens were dead or missing. Eastern Cuba had blown off roofs, downed power lines and crop damage. Hurricane conditions were forecast to continue in the Bahamas into the morning and were expected to affect Bermuda later on Thursday as the storm passes. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Justice Department investigating whether leaders in the Black Lives Matter movement defrauded donors who contributed millions of dollars during the racial justice protest in 2020. Federal law enforcement officials have now issued a number of subpoenas and warrants as part of that investigation. This is SRN News. One Australian state reverses itself when it comes to transgenderism.
In Queensland, the government has decided to return to the traditional definition of men and women, rejecting the previous government's definition of a woman as, quote, all people who identify as a woman or a girl. Much of the Anglosphere in Europe is doing a 180 on transgenderism after initially embracing the ideology. Now, amidst protests from clergymen, conservatives, and feminists, many governments are turning their backs on this aspect of the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
With 100 days to go until the Winter Games in Italy, the U.S. Olympic Committee has begun the process of trying to keep males from getting into female events. The committee now requires athletes who want to compete in women's events to take an SRY gene test. That's the test that identifies the Y chromosome found in males. This is SRN News. Wall Street's upward streak, well, it's over.
Stocks fell on Wall Street Thursday. The S&P 500 fell 1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 1.6%. Wall Street weighed mixed developments on the U.S.-China trade war and profits for big tech companies. The U.S. is trimming tariffs on China following a meeting between leaders of both nations, but major tensions remain. Tech stocks were the biggest drag on the broader market. Facebook parent Meta Platforms and Microsoft fell. Google's parent Alphabet rose following its latest profit report. Damian Troisi, New York.
Apple has delivered financial results during its summertime quarter, exceeded analyst projections. Performance was driven by strong demand for the premium models of the iPhone 17 lineup that went on sale last month. iPhone sales are up 6% from the same period last year. More details, srnnews.com.